staff writer with Roll Call. Jonathan, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. When I saw that Herman Cain news break, I thought, oh, boy, we all have skeletons in the closet when we run for president. That closet door usually gets kicked open. Sexual harassment was at the core of the story, if you will, and the story from Mr. Cain have changed. Tell us about this intriguing story.
Well, yes, part of running for president is that your record is examined very closely by the media and by voters. In this case, Herman Cain was presented with these allegations, or the story that this was going to come out 10 days before the story ran, didn't respond to Politico in a clear way, and yesterday, after the story ran, changed his story several times. The response from Herman Cain has created a kind of a catastrophe out of what would have been a difficult story any way you slice it. But the latest version of Herman Cain's account of this is that he told a woman that she was the same height as his wife, and that she said that was sexually suggestive. It's unclear why that would be sexually suggestive. In any event, he needs to figure out what the truth is and start telling us what it is in a clear way and not changing his story, because it's just making this worse.
Who? I heard that Politico broke this story. Is that true? And if so, did someone come to them, or were they just digging?
It's unclear how they were tipped off about this story. From my experience, in many instances, there's just kind of vague ways. You know, you often hear a rumor and start to look into something, or maybe someone comes to you with a full-fledged story. They've got all the documentation ready to go. You can never quite tell from just seeing the final product.
You know, what's interesting about this story, Jonathan, is the fact, and we're talking with Jonathan Strong, who is the staff writer for Roll Call. He should have been just came out and say, hey, because when he told the story, it was kind of believable. Okay, we'll give you the benefit of the doubt. But when your story changes, then that creates the doubt, and that could hurt you when you're running for president.
Yeah, I mean, if you're saying, I don't remember it, and then a few hours later you remember it, well, did you just remember it in the space of the hours, or did you decide, uh-oh, I really need to admit that this happened because the facts are coming out? I mean, you know, you wonder, is he being completely honest? And he seems like such an kind of new person who's inexperienced on the public stage that maybe he is. But, the fact that he had 10 days to prepare for his response, and this is what we see, it's really kind of, from a political perspective, it's amateur hour.
And what's also interesting about this is how the media has created somewhat of a frenzy, but all the other candidates on the Republican side have kind of backed away. They really don't have to do anything.
Yeah, you know, that's not surprising, because there's no upside for them to wade into this issue when it's Herman Cain on the hot seat. They don't want to get in the way of this. You know, they're perfectly happy to let this play out and have him be facing these difficult questions.
All right. Now what happens, Jonathan? Was this just going to go away, or do you think he's answered enough questions or perhaps not been forthcoming enough that the digging will continue?
Well, he certainly hasn't been forthcoming enough. This is an instance where the truth could really help Herman Cain. If he can produce documentation that the allegations were so, seemingly insignificant, that he just said this woman was the same height as his wife. There were investigations at the time that he's referred to. Was there written documentation about the investigations? That's what we would want to see. And it would help substantiate his account if it were true. So come out, come clean with the facts. We already know that this happened, so let's find out what the true extent of it was.
All right, Jonathan, before we let you go, what's the next hot story that you're working on?
Oh, we're working on a lot of stories in terms of the political sphere, where different members of Congress suddenly are facing their colleagues on the same side of the aisle, Republicans against Republicans and Democrats versus Democrats, because of redistricting. which creates some very delicate, awkward political situations when you have people who've worked together for years suddenly facing each other in an election.
We've been talking with Jonathan Strong, staff writer for Roll Call. Thanks so much, Jonathan. Enjoy your day.
Have a good morning.